I'm Marjorie Punnett.
I'm Elizabeth Reese.
This is The Nest, our mini-show that's all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be. And we want to be healthy.
We definitely want to be healthy. We don't want our homes to be sick factories. It's the worst. So we were talking with Kate Doubler, the Real Food RN this week, who, I mean, her conversation just got me thinking about so many things. And I started really thinking about, okay, where's a good place to start? And I remember Kate saying cutting out the white sugar is a big thing, yeah, which is a good thing to hear right after Halloween. But also, I thought a lot about, okay, what can we do to boost our immune systems? Because this is the season when the sickness just starts to go. I mean, we've already had a round of it at our house, Marjorie. We had like a solid, you remember this? I was trying to record with you something and I was coughing. I had to walk off the set one day on Twin Cities Live because I was coughing. The kids were coughing and then nobody's sleeping. And it's very hard to have a happy home when people in it aren't healthy. And it's like, it just adds such a level of stress. And so when we were talking about what should we discuss on this episode of The Nest, I thought, what about immunity boosters? And I thought I'd reach out to Kate to get a few of her pro tips. So should we start with those and then we'll lead into ours?
Because I really do think it takes... especially when you have little kids that are just little germ bombs, you just have to be ever vigilant. And I think you kind of all have to shore up for the season. So that's what I love about this. So let's shore up.
I do too. Okay, so number one is homemade elderberry syrup is what Kate Doubler recommends. Now, we do elderberry syrup at our house. I don't know if you do this, Marjorie.
Well, you know what's interesting is the last time I was in Kansas a couple of weeks ago, we went to the farmer's market and somebody had elderberry syrup.
Oh, gosh.
And Ian's like, I have to get some of this.
Yes.
And so we bought some. Tell me why he bought it.
Okay. So elderberries are amazing. They are very high in vitamin A. They have more vitamin C than oranges. They're high in some super antioxidants. They're anti-inflammatory and they possess antiviral properties that have been shown to treat colds and flu. So you can make your own elderberry syrup and we will post a link in the show notes to Kate Doubler's recipe for elderberry syrup, or you can buy it. I have found that it's really expensive to buy. You know, it's like 15, 16 bucks a bottle.
That's exactly what we paid.
So I was starting to look into, could I make it myself? Because it's a lot less expensive. And the one I bought at the co-op has cane sugar in it. And I'd rather have it sweetened with honey, which is what you can do if you make it yourself. But Kate's recipe is super simple. It's dried elderberries and you can order those. Water, fresh or dried ginger root, cinnamon, cloves, and raw honey. And that's it. And you kind of just like make this syrup on the stove and then you pour it into like a dark glass container and then you serve it up by the teaspoonful. And it's like a super immunity booster. I've been giving it to my 2-year-old. He loves it.
So
I have elderberry.
So do you just give them a teaspoonful night
like
or in the morning?
In the night or in the morning. I'm not super, you know, just rigid about it. It's just kind of like, you know, whatever point of the day. He just had some before bed.
Right.
And it's really great. And it tastes good. And they like it. And so it's just a fun, nice, easy way to get some solid antioxidants into them. So
I love that. And it's so funny to me that we just bought some. And
I
don't know what Ian had been listening to or what, but he's like, we have to get some. I was like, okay, whatever.
This is really good.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kate recommends something else too. And this, she says, if you are starting to get sick, you should start to take this. And she calls it the Cold and Flu Master Tonic, which is also referred to as Fire Cider. And I've bought Fire Cider from Laura Lemon's store, Lemon Lane. She was a guest on the podcast several months ago.
I've never heard of this.
Fire cider is really interesting. So, you know, apple cider vinegar is super healthy for you, right, Marjorie?
I mean,
you can drink it in like a tonic. You can just take quick shots of it and it's really good for you if you use it in salad dressings, all that kind of things. But fire cider is sort of like an amped up version of that. So it's really interesting. It contains... Kate, again, has a great recipe for this. So you can make it. You can buy it for, you know, 16 bucks or you can make it. It's ginger, horseradish, onions, garlic, jalapenos, and apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
And
how does it taste?
Cook up this kind of concoction and blend it all up and do this whole thing. And then you take a shot of it. And It tastes like really tart and a little bit spicy, but it's not bad. It's oddly not bad. The version that I purchased, I just take like a tablespoon of it. And it kind of gives you like a little bit of like a zing, like a zip, like a little caffeine hit. You would love it.
I would. Now suddenly I'm very happy. But what is it? So you do this when you start to feel like you're getting a little bit sick.
When you start to feel like you're getting like a little bit of a bug. Or just if you know, I don't know. I mean, you can also use it, you know, people use it for digestion. They use it for, and this is like a real old timey thing.
Right. But those work.
That's kind of stuff works. And so it, it's just whenever you feel the need to use it, you can. But it's a great immunity booster. So if you feel like you've been exposed to something, you know, maybe somebody in your cubicle next to you is coughing as you're listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh, hit a little fire cider. See how it goes.
So can you give that to the kids or no?
I don't give it to my kids, but I would think you probably could.
Could. Okay.
Yes.
Interesting. Oh, will have. Where could I buy it, though, if I'm not going to make it?
You can definitely buy it at co-ops.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure Whole Foods has it.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm going to try this.
Yeah. So Kate's recipe is, she calls it Master Tonic. When I've seen it in stores and the one that I have, it's called Fire Cider.
Okay. Oh, this is great.
Okay. And then one more thing. If you deal with sinus issues, Kate recommends neti pots. And I love the neti pot. I'm a believer in the neti pot. And it's basically rinsing out your sinus passages with a saline rinse. I know. And
I've never done it. Oh,
it's really great.
Doesn't it feel weird?
No, it just feels like water, like salt water.
Okay.
And then it makes you feel so good because it really helps with congestion. If you're too congested, like if you're so plugged up, you might even not be able to get the saline solution through.
Right.
So it's nice to do it when you start to feel congested. Now, Kate has some really good advice on how to use this. And she also recommends something called salt inhalation, which I've never done before, but you can read more about what she recommends. Or I have a neti pot that's like a plastic one. And you kind of squeeze the tube instead of having to pour the water through. It's a little bit more pressure. And then it also comes with individual saline packets. So it's super easy to measure out. It's like dummy proof.
So you're doing it right every time.
Yeah. So you're doing it right every time. And the saline, you know, the salt to water balance is important. It shouldn't be too salty. It shouldn't be not salty enough. If it's not salty enough, it'll burn. It shouldn't be too salty too. So getting it right is an important thing.
My son used to use it. Gar used to use it all the time. I never could get myself comfortable enough to, because you pour it into your nose, right?
Yeah, just watch some YouTube videos. You can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it. So those are Kate Dubler, the Real Food RNs. Those are her, her recommendations for just really boosting your immunity. Okay, do you have something too that you're loving?
Well, I do. And I have to preface this by saying that always about August or September, I start preparing for what is my most stressful season. And for me, stress is my immune killer.
Yeah.
If I'm stressed out, I get sick. And so I always know this about myself, that I have to really sort of prepare for the winter. And it usually works. I've been pretty healthy, you know, for whatever reason. In the last 3 years, we've bought 2 houses. I've had a pretty stressful job. My husband's moved. So, like, for whatever reason, August to January is just they've just been crazy. And so what I started doing is, for me, I have to reduce my stress to stay healthy. Yeah. And my greatest stress reducer is exercise. And so I always put myself on, and it's always fine because in the summer, I always put on a little weight. And so in the fall, I put myself on a regimen. I work out 30 minutes a day. And I'm just, I try and be really, I don't think I do it 7 days a week, but it's pretty much 5 days a week. And that helps me because I need those endorphins, and that helps me reduce my stress.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I do is I'm really adamant about, I start, and I've been doing this for about 2 months already. I do these kind of super smoothies. And I tried to be a juicer, Elizabeth, just for my immune system. Juicing's too messy for me. I think I'm too lazy because the cleanup.
You do have to clean the juicer. I know. Because I have a Hurom slow juicer and I love it.
Yeah.
But I get it because it is a little bit annoying that you have to clean all the pieces. Jay calls it the Mr. Potato Head machine. He's like, I don't even know how you, what are you doing with this thing?
Yeah. I mean, we have two juicers in our house right now because my older son Gar had one and I had one and he left his here when he moved to Chicago. So I've got two juicers, but I generally just go to a smoothie. And this is for me, I believe in my heart that this is what helps to keep me healthy. And part of it is that I put in spinach, carrots, garbanzo beans, cucumbers, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, aloe vera juice, orange juice, my multivitamin, magnesium, because of your friend, select beets capsules, and flaxseed. And I also make sure that I take B12. And all of those things that I just listed, most of that's available at Trader Joe's. And so I just go through like the aloe vera juice. That just thins out the orange juice so it's not as sweet.
Yeah.
All of those things. And all of them, if you go through those ingredients, probably one of the most important is the raw honey, which there's some weird things about you can't give raw honey to kids. So don't do that.
Just under one.
Under one.
Yeah.
But the raw honey, I get mine locally produced. And that's the one thing that they always say about raw honey is make sure that you know who's producing it and where it's coming from. But this has been really important for me for the last couple of seasons as I've stayed really, really healthy. And I think this is part of the reason why is exercise.
Can we pause to talk about the garbanzo beans in the smoothie? I mean, are you just going to glaze over that and act like that's normal? And well, then not, you're just going to, oh, just garbanzo beans in the smoothie and then not address that that's a very strange thing?
Well, I didn't even mention because I thought it was too weird that I also put yams in.
What? Like cooked yams.
Cooked yams, soft yams I put in. It's all really good for me. The garbanzo beans,
really
I have
good.
To confess, that's not so much about immunity. That's about collagen.
Okay.
So, you know, I had skin I got to take care of.
I like it. No, I think that's great. I just thought it was funny that you put beans in your smoothie and that you just, along with 45 other ingredients.
Wow. Oh, when you come this winter, because you're going to come for a little spa weekend with me, I'm sure of it.
Yes,
I'm going to make you this smoothie. Nobody else in my family will drink it. They will not. But I'm telling you, it's really good. And I feel so good most days. And I stay healthy.
That makes me happy. I'm really
glad.
Yeah. I just want the best to the nesters know. I want you all to know that if that feels a little extreme, you could take like a couple elements of Marjorie's Super Smoothie. You don't have to do all 45.
No, you have to do all of them. You have to do. I have it all lined up in my cabinet and everything goes in. The only thing I really haven't figured out, Elizabeth, is if I'm grinding all my vitamins and pills and everything that I'm putting in, am I ruining their efficacy?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I don't
good.
Think so. I think
okay.
it's just a matter of getting them down the hatch.
Yeah, so that's what I do. And the other thing that I do for the stress reliever, and I swear, if you are in a really stressful position, which most of us are, I'm telling you, stress reduction is as much about protecting your heart and your mind as it is protecting your immune system. And so the other thing I just started two Fridays ago, and this is because, you know, my husband lives in Kansas, I can do this and I have grown children, is I make it a spa night, Elizabeth.
Yes.
And so I've been using, and you can buy masks anywhere. So I do, on Friday night, I take a big bath and then I do a hair mask and I do a face mask. And I exfoliate my whole body. This is all about stress reduction.
But it's so good.
But the mask I'm using is, and I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it right, is the Murad. Do you know this brand?
Yep. That's right. Yep.
At Sephora. It's a great, mine's an age reform. It's a peel. And I can post that one. And then the one thing I really wanted to talk about was the hair mask, which is also stress relieving. You will love this. If you're not using this product, Elizabeth, it's called Olaplex number 3.
Oh, love Olaplex number 3. Love Olaplex, all of it. Giving me all of it. Yes.
Do you use it?
Yeah, I totally use Olaplex.
It changed my hair.
I
so
know.
I use Olaplex 6 every day, and then I use Olaplex 3 on Friday nights. So
I get the Olaplex treatments. at the spa, at the salon. Yeah, when I go in and get my hair done. Yes.
I don't know what it's doing, but it's fabulous. And
I like that. Yeah. I like that. Okay, pro tip too, if you're a mama of littles and you can't really dedicate a whole night to a spa night, do a mask while the kids are in the tub. Like, I am always sitting in there while they're in the bathtub.
Yes.
And so then I just put a mask on my face and then they think it's funny.
Yes.
And then I have it on for like 10 minutes while they're in the bathtub and then I rinse it off and then it's time for them to get out. So, you know, Perfect. You can fit it in. Okay, I have one more quick thing that
yes,
I love.
Ma'am.
And this is my total immunity booster. This is the thing I go to if I feel like any sort of scratchy throat or anything. It's a tea. It's by Rishi, R-I-S-H-I. And it's Rishi Turmeric Ginger Tea. And it is so good, Marjorie.
Where do you get that?
I get it at, like, you can get it at the co-op. You can order it online. They have it in lots of spots. And they actually have Rishi teas. You'd be kind of surprised when you go into different coffee shops. A lot of coffee shops and, like, little cafes will carry Rishi tea. That's the tea that they serve. And the turmeric ginger is so fantastic. I, like, hit it hard whenever I have any sort of cough or cold or anything going on. It's just really wonderful, super healing, and really delicious and cozy. So turmeric ginger tea by Rishi. That's what I recommend. I feel healthier already.
I know. I love anything with ginger.
I know.
Anything with ginger.
It's so good for you.
There's something to the tingle of it that I just love. Fun.
So on board.
Mm-hmm. We're going to stay healthy. We totally are.
We're not going to get sick one time this entire winter, and you can continue blending up your beans in your smoothie. If you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and share it with a friend. And if you're super motivated, give us a review and share your smoothie recipe at Apple Podcasts.
Yes, I'm posting mine. And please reach out to us. You can find both of us on Instagram at Best of the Nest or at Eliz Reese and at It's Me Marjorie One. We're also on Facebook and Twitter.